Lesson 10. I'm Commander Dana. I'm so glad we get to have a couple of minutes together. Before you teach your lesson this week, the title is It's Sharp and Powerful. And this lesson is, it's a great one because we can let the kids know that not only is God's Word alive, as we talked about last week, but there's power in it, and it's sharper than any sword, according to Hebrews 4:12. In other words, the Word of God can cut through some things. You know, there's some things in our lives that we deal with that something needs to just cut through the obstacle. Sometimes things need to just get moved out of our way. And, you know, God's Word says that it is powerful and sharp, and it actually can divide between soul and spirit. I may not use those exact terms a whole lot with the kids, but I like to let the kids know that God's Word is so sharp, it's so exact, kids, that it's better than a surgeon's scalpel. It can divide between things that are worldly and godly, things that are soulish, in other words, just things where maybe somebody's emotional. It will show the difference between things that are earthly, things that are godly. Now, I love it that the Bible refers to God's Word as a sword in Ephesians 6:17. And if you can tell the kids, when you have this sword in you, boys and girls, in other words, when you put the Word of God in you, when you just put a verse of Scripture in your mind and in your heart, did you know what? You just became not only more powerful, you became sharper. The more of the sharpness of God's Word that you have in you, the better you're going to be at cutting your way through this life. Did you know sometimes the sword of the Word of God needs to just cut some things out of our way? There are things that can be in our way that can be challenging our family. There could just be a job situation that there's an obstacle there. Maybe the enemy is actually attacking or trying to withhold some things or block your family from getting some things. When you begin to speak the Word of God, it's just like swinging a sword at a bunch of vines or branches that are in front of you. You know, we've probably all seen movies or documentaries where someone's walking through the jungle and they're swinging some type of machete and they're cutting vines and different things out of their way so they can pass through. I like to use examples like that sometimes where when we speak God's Word, when we pray His Word, when we think about His Word, the power that's in God's Word makes a pathway for us, and the sword cuts through anything that tries to stay in our way. And the amazing thing about this sword is it's wielded with our mouth, not our hands. It also makes asking and receiving from God so much easier. You know, John 15:7 says, ask and we'll receive. I'm telling you, asking becomes a lot simpler when you ask according to the Word, because as you ask according to the Word, man, the sword is coming out of your mouth and it's cutting through anything that stands in your way. It's amazing. Help your kids see the value of becoming really good with a sword. I think swords fascinate boys especially anyway, but this sword is one that should make every super kid, boy or girl, absolutely a powerful warrior for God.